Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you here on the Beaver Radio Network. Joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you take away that second period, just like last Saturday. Your team played a pretty good hockey game there in the first and third, but you said it last week. I'm sure you're going to say it again. You need to play 60 minutes, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. Absolutely. Again, especially against a team as talented as they are. I didn't necessarily think it was the score indicated the game in terms of the play. I mean, they're a good team, no doubt, and they're going to get their opportunities. But, you know, Hannah was playing really well, mm-hmm. gave us a chance in the first period. But certainly the major penalty was a big factor in the game, and they were able to capitalize on it three times. So, like you say, you take away the second period, but, you know, you got to play 60.
I had a chance to visit with Chloe Lund during that second intermission, and she said that going into that third period, your team just needed to regroup and pretend like it never happened and just start fresh. Is that kind of the message that you gave your team during that second intermission, is just to go out there and just pretend like it's a 0-0 game?
Well, exactly. You play with pride. We say, hey, nobody quits here. We're going to keep fighting and keep battling. You can do it for each other. We said it'd be very easy for the game to go completely sideways, but I knew we'd come out and fight hard and battle, and that's what we did. We tried to win the period. That was our goal, to win the period. And we had some opportunities in the power play. We just just weren't able to generate enough. You know, we talked before about how good they are defensively, and you can see they blocked a lot of shots, especially in that first period. I think they blocked 5 of our 8, and Soderberg's is very good. So our goal in the third period was to not give them anything and see if we could at least get one.
Reese Hunt had 4 shots on goal. You could just see her out there. She knows that this is the last weekend she'll be playing here at home. You're 3 seniors. Obviously, this means a lot to them. How do you turn things around and get a win tomorrow?
Well, it's a new day. It's a new day, new opportunity. We talked about that. Just, to build off that third period in terms of how we want to play. And we just got, if we could score first, that'd be huge. But the bottom line is we got to regroup. Tomorrow's our last time to play here for this year, last time for those seniors. So it'd be awful nice to have them go out with a victory.
Sounds like a great plan, Coach. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly.